Today's daf is Erev in Daf Chav Ches, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, B'may Komifligi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Chaim Nachman Ben Mindel, and Rechama Bas Golda Blima. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Ben Yibadon L'Chaim Toivim Harav Yosef Meir, and Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began the third perek of Masechtas Erevin, which is a lot lighter than the first two prakim. In fact, it begins with a halacha related to Erevin, and then immediately digresses. The Mishnah began Bakol Ma'arvin U'Mishtatfin. You're allowed to use any type of food for Erevin and for Shetufei Mevoyos. We mentioned it's a Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, what type of Erev the Mishnah is referring to when it says Bakol Ma'arvin. Rashi says Eruvei Chatzeros and Eruvei Tuchumim. Tosfos says Dafka Eruvei Tuchumim. But either way, the Mishnah said a halacha Bakol Ma'arvin U'Mishtatvin. You're allowed to use any food for Erevin and for Shetufei Mevoyos. Then you have to read the fine print. Chutz Min Hamayim U'Min HaMelech, with the exception of water and salt. The Mishnah then says, the hakol nikach bekesef meiser. If somebody has meiser sheni money, how would you have meiser sheni money? Meiser is kedusha that's chal on things that grow from the ground. So you had tefuah that was meiser, and you transferred the kedusha onto money. So the Torah says you're supposed to take that money, go to Yerushalayim, and buy food for it. Says the Mishnah, what kind of food are you allowed to buy? Hakol nikach bekesef meiser. Again, the same exception. Chutz min hamayim min hamelech. And then the Mishnah said a third halacha. Hanoidim min hamazlin. If somebody makes a neder and he says, I will not have any hanah from quote unquote mazon food. Again, the halacha is muter b'mayim u'b'melach, because mazon includes all foods with the exception of mayim u'melach. So in short, the point of the first part of the Mishnah is that mayim and melach are somehow on an island unto themselves as it relates to food. That they're the two notable exceptions as it relates to mazon, shtei sudois, and hilchas erevin. They're the notable exceptions of in terms of the foods you're allowed to buy with your Maisa Sheni money, and in Hilchas Nedarim, which is more related to Lashem Bnei Adam, there too the halach is if someone makes a neder that he's not going to have anah from food, muter b'mayim uvemelach. The Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis brought a pasuk in Dvarim Yudalid, pasuk Chavav. It says, V'nasata ha-kesef b'chol ha-shetav v'nafshecha. The pasuk's describing what a person is allowed to do with his Maisa Sheni money. It says, go to Yerushalayim, and you can buy whatever you want, whatever you have a taiva to purchase. And then the pasuk gives a few examples. Babakar, cattle, ubatzoin, sheep, ubayayin, uvesheicher, and wine. And then again, the Torah says, v'chol ha-shetisholcha nafshecha, v'yachalta shom lefnei Hashem alokecha, v'samachta achtu v'esecha. So the Torah says twice that you're allowed to buy whatever you want with the food, but then in between the two times the Torah says you're allowed to buy whatever you want, the Torah gives four examples of things that you're allowed to buy. Bokar, tzoin, yayin, and shecher. And earlier on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brought a brisa from Ben Bagbag, when Ben Bagbag darshan these four things, what exactly is coming to teach us? But the Gemara now is going to go into another discussion, more related to the Kesef Maisa Sheni part of the Sugya, not so much related to the Erevin part of the Sugya, and that is that if the Torah made a general statement and said, you're allowed to buy whatever you want, then the Torah gave a few examples, Babakru, Vatzoin, Beyayin, Vashecher, and then the Torah gave another general example, Uvachoyla Shetisholcha Navshechel. There's a lot of precedence in terms of how you're supposed to darshan a pasuk. And really, for this, we need a very, very short introduction. We're all familiar with the Braisa of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Loimer, and several of the 13 midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behem that Rabbi Yishmael taught were related to examples like our sugya, where the Torah mentions something in general terms, and then it gives examples. The Torah says, V'nasata ha-kesef b'chol ha-shetav v'nafshecho, and then the Torah gives examples. Babokru v'atzoim uv'yayin uv'shecher. Rabbi Yishmael held that the way you're supposed to darshan a pasuk like this is klal uprat, or more accurately, klal prat uklal. But the truth is, not everybody agreed with Rabbi Yishmael. And in fact, it's Tanoim and Shas that held that the way he's supposed to darshan a situation like this, where the Torah speaks in general terms, and the Torah is specific, and then maybe the Torah again speaks in general terms, is as a riba, a miyat, and a riba. So there was a very important very global, a machlokes that Nogeya had to learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, and certainly Torah Shabbat Peh, whether you're supposed to darshan a pasuk like this, klau pratu klau, or whether you're supposed to darshan a pasuk like this, riba miit riba. So what do these two terms mean? Klau uprat says, Ein bechlal ela mashe v'prat. Meaning, if the Torah speaks in general terms and then the Torah gives an example, so then we assume that the example is the only example of what the Torah meant. Meaning, had the Torah said, V'nasata ha-kesa b'chol ha-shetav v'nafshecho, and then said, Ba'bakru b'atzoyim b'yayinu v'sheicher, and stopped, you would have a klal, V'nasata ha-kesa b'chol ha-shetav v'nafshecho, and then you have a prat, Ba'bakru b'atzoyim b'yayinu v'sheicher, klal u'prat, Ein bechlal ela mashe v'prat. And we would say the only thing that you're allowed to use your ma'aseh sheni money to purchase are the four things that the Torah said. Bakru b'atzoyim b'yayinu v'sheicher. If the Torah says klal, then prat, and then another klal, now it's a klal prat to klal, what's the rule? Ein bechlal ela ke'ein ma'asheh beprat. We don't limit the klal to the prat, but rather we limit the klal to things that are similar to the prat. The second klal is ma'asef. Had you not had the second klal, ein bechlal ela ma'asheh beprat. Because you have the second klal, it's ein bechlal ela ke'ein ma'asheh beprat. So the way you would dash in this pasuk then is v'nasata kez b'chol ha'asheh tav v'nafshecho klal. And then we have a second klal. So we assume that you're allowed to buy with your ma'aseh sheni money anything that's similar to the prat. What's the prat? Bokar, tzayin, yayin, shecher. So anything that's similar to those things, that's what you would be allowed to buy. That's klal uprat. Klal pratu klal of Rabbi Shmuel Omer Fein. But there's another mahalach in the Tanom how you're supposed to look at a klal and prat situation. Not as klal uprat, but riba miut. Not klal pratu klal, but riba miut riba. What does that mean? Riba miut says, ein be riba, ela ke'ein masha be miut. In other words, a riba miut in the world of riba miut is the equivalent there of a klal pratu klal in the world of klal pratu klal. So had the Torah said, "Nosata kesi b'chol ha'shet ha'v'nafshecho," and then said, "Babakur b'tzayim b'yayinu v'sheicher," if you darshan riba miut, you would have a riba miut, which would mean that you can use your ma'aseh sheni money to buy anything that's similar to bakur tzayim b'yayinu v'sheicher. When the Torah then says, "V'chol ha'shet tisholcha nafshecho," you have the second riba, so you have to be marbe even more than ke'en ma shebeprat. What's the more? So the halach is you marbe everything. You marbe everything, then what's the point in the miut? You memayit one thing. So riba miut is way more inclusive than klal uprat. Because number one, on the klal uprat level, ein beklal ela mashe beprat, riba miut, it's ein beklal ela ke'ein mashe beprat. When you have a klal uprat to klal, so you marbe more, but you only marbe ke'ein mashe beprat. When you have a riba miut riba, you actually marbe everything. The miut just excludes one thing. Why are we talking about this now? Because again, we're discussing what you're allowed to use your ma'aseh sheni money to purchase. And the pasuk is very, very clear that you can buy everything, and then it says, and then again the Torah says you can buy everything. So this is a klal prat to klal if you hold klal prat to klal, and this is a riba miut riba if you hold riba miut riba. If you hold klal prat to klal, so then where we should end up is you're allowed to buy anything that's similar to bakar, tzayin, yayin, and shecher. If you hold riba miut riba, then you should be able to buy everything with the exception of one thing. So the Gemara now is going to talk through a nafgimina lahalacha, whether you darshan klal prat to klal, or whether you darshan riboy miyat riba. But the Gemara begins with a machlokes that we've only seen part of. So usually when the Gemara says, b'maikum iflagi, and those are the opening words of today's daf, so we've seen a machlokes, and now the Gemara wants to know, b'maikum iflagi. But the truth is, we've only seen half of the equation as it relates to the machlokes that the Gemara is about to introduce. The half that we saw was the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara brought a discussion between a Tana Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and the great Rabbi Eliezer, and they were discussing whether you're allowed to buy the tzir, the brine that comes out of a fish, with your ma'aseh sheni money. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, l'fnei Rabbi Eliezer, that shall base up in his family's house, how you loichin tzir b'kesef ma'aseh. And Rabbi Eliezer told him, it's not mistaber. You probably are forgetting some of the details of the story. The story probably was that there was a little bit of fish inside. But one thing is clear, that both Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer Gadol are of the opinion that you're allowed to buy fish with your ma'aseh sheni money, even though the Torah doesn't say fish. It says, babakar batzayinu b'yayinu v'sheicha. But still, the halach is, you're allowed to buy fish. We'll see in the course of the Gemara that not everybody agrees that you're allowed to buy fish. So the Gemara says, this machloikis, that again, we've only seen part of, we'll see the other side soon. The ma'ikom iflagi rabbi, the b'mgadosh rabbi Eliezer, v'hani tanoi, Dilly, come on. What's this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol and Rabbi Eliezer on the one side and these other Tanoim, Dilly, come on the other side? So on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol and Rabbi Eliezer were Bali Plukta. But sometimes even Bali Plukta have something in common. They both have in common that you can't buy fish. They were arguing about fish brine. But on our sugya, they're on the same team. They both hold you're allowed to buy fish. The Tanoi de la Kamon hold you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? So the Gemara, with our introduction, hopefully it will flow smoothly. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol, Rabbi Eliezer, darshi ribuye umiyuti. They darshin ribuye umiyuti. Vehani Tanoi, the other Tanoim, darshi klolu, you're probably Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol, darshi ribuye umiyuti. Venasata, kez b'chalashe te'av, and avshecha ribo. But look, it's on the eye of a shaykh, miyut, b'chalashe te'chol, and avshecha, chazeb a ribo. Ribo, miyut, a ribo, ribi akko. So if you have a ribo, ribo, you're marbe everything. My Rabbi, Rabbi call me. You might meet, you have to be meet something. The Rabbi Eliezer meets here. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're meet fish brine. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol, meet mayim umelech, only mayim umelech. But as it relates to fish, if you're going to be meet one thing from Bal Bakar Betzoyim B'yayin of a Sheikha, that one thing's definitely not going to be fish. It's going to be mayim umelech, maybe even tzir. That was the machlokes between Gadol and Rabbi Eliezer. But you want to know why both of these Tanoim hold that you could buy fish? It says in the Torah, Bal Bakar Betzoyim B'yayin of a Sheikha, it's because Reba meet Reba's marbe everything. You only might one thing. Fish is not that one thing. Tanoi, the Tanoim that come on that hold you not allowed to buy fish. Darshi klal you prati. Tanoi belun to the brayso. And as atah kes b'chol hashet haben nafshecho klal. But book between the ayin b'shecho prat. B'chol hashet tishol chan nafshecho chaz v'kilo klal pratu klal. Yeah, to don elke ina prat. The brayso darshin not riba miet riba, but rather klal pratu klal. Maha prat mefurish primit pri v'gedulei karkas. So what's unique about the prat? Why do we have to know what's unique about the prat? Because if you hold klal pratu klal in bechlal elo kein mashav the prat, so you have to understand the prat to understand what you can be marba, to understand what's kein mashav the prat. So the Gemara says, what do Bakar Tzoyin, Yain, and Sheikha have in common? Says the brayso, the prat is mefurish primi pri, Bakar is a peri. An animal, like a person, is a peri. It's a peri that comes from a peri, because every animal has a mother that also had a mother. Tzoyin is a peri that comes from a peri. Yayin and Sheikhar are fruit, wine, that come from fruit. They come from grapes. So the prat is primipri, number one, and number two, the gedulei karka. They're also gedulei karka. Now Yayin and Sheikhar are gedulei karka. They grow from the ground. Why would animals, why would bakar and tzoyin be gedulei karka? So Rashi says, important Rashi and other sugyas in Shasha, kulam nizoinin v'gedelem en karka. Because even though animals don't grow from the ground, but they sustain themselves from the ground. And as a result, in halacha, they're called gedulei karka. Says the price, avko pri mi pri the gedulei karka. So to anything else that's pri mi pri the gedulei karka, if you can check off those two boxes, you can ke'ena prat, and then the aloch is going to be included in ke'ena prat, you can use my sasheni money to be able to buy. Tiny, we have another price before we get to the punchline. Maha prat mefurish. A different understanding in this price of what's unique about the prat. Bakar, Tzoyin, Yayin, and Sheikha, meaning what they have in common. So says this price, you know what they have in common? They're vlod oysa aretz. Zok Rashi, Shenivrahu min ha'aretz, the Maisa Bereshis. Going back to the 6 days of creation, these four things were all created from the land itself. When Hashem created Yayin and Sheikhar, Bakar and Tzoyin, He created them from the Aretz. That's what these four things have in common. Avko, Vlad, Isa Aretz. So the only time we're going to be married with something, Ke'en HaPrat, is if it's going to be Vlad, Isa Aretz. Zok Gemara, might be an ayah. What's an afkemino? If Ke'en HaPrat is primi, privi, geduli, karka, or if Ke'en HaPrat is Vlad, Isa Aretz. Amr Abayo, Abayo said, Dogim, Vike Ben Ayu. Then afkemino is fish. Laman, Doma, primi, privi, geduli, karka, honey, dogim, geduli, karka. According to Manama, that says, primi, pri, a fish is primi, pri. And a fish is also gedulei karka. Why would a fish be gedulei karka? Because the fish sometimes eat from the bottom of the ocean. The Gemara is going to question that in a second. The mandam of vlad isa aretz. But according to the mandam that says that what those four things have in common is that when the Ibishta created them, in the sheshes imei hamaisa, the sheshes imei bereshes, He created them from the aretz. Don't give me maya evro. If you look in the Torah says that the fish were created from the water. So if they were created from the water, so they're going to be on the outside looking in. So zok the Gemara. Just to pause for a second. So if you want to know what would be the hesber then in the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh on the one hand, and Hani Tanoi will come on the other hand. Whether or not you're allowed to buy fish with your Maisa Sheni money, so that's Kishmak. If you hold Riba, your Zichar could buy fish. And even if you hold Klal Prat and Klal, it depends on what the Ke'en HaPrat is. If the Ke'en HaPrat is premium Privigadule Karka, you could buy fish. If the Ke'en HaPrat is Vlad Oisaretz, my Beinayu, Ike Beinayu Dogim, so then you wouldn't be able to buy fish. But the Gemara says one second, Miyam Rabbaya Dogim, Gadule Karka, is it possible that Abaya held? Abaya is the one that's talking. Did he say that dogim are gedulei karka? And that's the nafgemina between whether you darshan the klal prat to klal pre mi pre the gedulei karka, or whether you darshan it vlad vlado isaharet. Vamra Abaya. Abaya said something else that would seem to contradict that. He said, achal putiso. If somebody eats a putisa, Rashi says, sheretz hamayim katon. This is a small sheretz hamayim. Talach is like a arba. You get malchus four times. Two for the general halacha of eating shkatzim v'ramasim, and then there's two unique malkiyos that the person gets for being over a lav for eating a sheretz hamayim. The Torah specifically says, Rashi goes through all the psukim. Namal, if somebody eats an ant, like a chamesh, two general, and three for eating creatures that walk on dry land. Sira, which is a hornet, like a shesh. What's the Gemara's kasha? Then isu putiso. Now, if you're going to tell me that a fish is considered gedule karka, so if he's gedule karka, that means the bottom of the ocean, you look at it as the land. So putiso, nami look mishum asheretz, asheretz ala aretz. So why do you only get four malkis when you eat a putiso? You should actually get seven, because the three extra ones that the namala gets, the putiso should also get. So the Gemara says it's clear that Abaya holds that dogim are not considered gedule karka. If they're not gedule karka, going back to the two brisos that we had, where one brisa said that what's the ke'ena prat in the klal prat to klal of bakar tzoyin yayin and shechar pre mi pre the gedule karka. The other brisa said vlad vlad isaris. We said the nafkimina is dogim. Why would the nafkimina be dogim? Because dogim are pre mi pre and the gedule karka. However, they're not vlad vlad isaris. It's not true. We see from Abaya's other statement that he made that Abaya held that dogim are not gedule karka. If that's the case, both of those brisas are going to hold that dogim are excluded. So the Gemara says you're right. Both of those prices are going to hold that dogim are excluded. Which means, by the way, just to keep focus of why we brought all this in, as it relates to the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh, Rabbi Eliezer on the one side, and Hani Tanoi de la Kaman on the other side, it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadosh both held Riba Miat Riba, and Hani Tanoi de la Kaman held Klal Prat to Klal. Doesn't matter which Klal Prat to Klal they learned. Doesn't matter if it's premium Piva Gadul Kaman, and it doesn't mean if it's Vlad Vlad Isarits. Either way, fish are going to be excluded. Klar. But the Gemara says, but as it relates to the two brises, if you have two brises that have two different definitions of what Ke'en HaPrat is, there must be some nafkemina. So what's the nafkemina? Elam Rabino, so Rabino said, Oifo Yisakemina. Nafkemina is going to be a bird. Laman doma primi pri v'gedule karka. Hani nami gedule karka ninu. Oifois are primi pri. An oif comes from a mother that had a mother. And gedule karka, and they're gedule karka because the oifois certainly eat from the ground. They're not like fish that they live at sea. Laman doma vlad vlad v'saoretz. But according to Mandama that says that the Ke'en HaPrat is that it was created from the land. Hani oifois min arekak Nivru. The oifois weren't created from the land, but rather they were created from the rekach, which is an area that is made up of dry land and of water. But the point is, according to that price, the oifois are going to be excluded, meaning enochinami. Both prices exclude dogim. The only way to be marbe dogim is riba miyad riba. You want to know what the nafkamin is between the two formulations of the ke'en HaPrat. The nafkamin is not dogim. The nafkamin is oifois. Zok de gemara. Man de marbi oifois my time, eh? Uman de Ma'it oifis, my time. So klal pratu klal, riba miat riba comes up in many sugis and shas. But what we're about to see now does not come up in many sugis and shas. So we're familiar with klal uprat, we're familiar with riba miat. But what we're not as familiar with is prat uklal. So if you're keeping score in the Rabbi Yishmael's 13 midish atar nedreshes ben, number one is kal v'chaymen, number two is gzeir shava, number three is binyanav. Number four, klal uprat. So far, so good. Number five is prat uklal. So what's a prat uklal? Prat uklal is the inverse of a klal uprat. First the prat, and then you have the klal. Prat uklal, the halach is everything is included. It's almost as if the prat was never written. Prat uklal is mar bechol mili. That's the halach of a prat uklal. So here's the shayla. When you have a klal prat uklal, you dash in klal prat uklal. Not riba miyat riba, you dash in klal prat uklal. What's the policy? Ein be klal elo ke ein mashe be prat. The question is, do you look at a klal prat to klal as a klalu prat that now has another klal after it? Or do you look at it as a pratu klal that now has another klal in front of it? What difference does it make? Big time. Because klal u prat is extremely exclusive. Ein b'chlal ela masha b'prat. This, if you look at a klal prat u klal as a klal u prat with another klal, so the second klal has a lot of work to do. It's starting to go very much behind the eight ball. It's starting with an ein b'chlal ela masha b'prat. So now you need a klal to go ahead and to be marba. So it could be marba, but it's a little limited in terms of how much it could be marba because it has so much work to do. If you look at a klal prat u klal as a prat u klal, that means that before the first klal comes along, everything is included. You know what the first klal is really doing? Counterintuitively, it's actually being mema'it. Because it's downgrading from being marba everything to only being marba to in a klal. But the point is that klal, being that it's coming to shtel tzu, to a matzev of pratu klal, where you were really marba everything, so it doesn't have that much work to do. Fakared, it's actually being mema'it. It's going to be mema'it much less. So there's two hashkafas in terms of how you look at a klal pratu klal. What do you mean? Klal pratu klal, ema klal mashav prat. I mean, it's confusing enough with riba miyad riba, klal pratu klal. No, within klal pratu klal, you have to understand the subcategories. Do you look at a klal pratu klal as a klal prat with a tzveta klal? Or do you look at it as a pratu klal where you were makdam a klal? You know what the nafkamina is? How much you could be marba. Meaning, how liberal could you be in terms of the ke'ena prat? If it's a klal prat with a second klal, then it's going to be a little harder to be marva. If it's a pratu klal, just you preceded it with a klal, so then you're going to be able to be marva even more. So again, the Gemara says, what's pshat in the mandama that's marva oifes? What's pshat in the mandama that's mamayit oifes? I mean, how do you know if you should darshan the ke'ena prat as primi priva gedule karka? Or how do you know if you should be marva, or you should darshan the ke'ena prat, vlad vladisaris? Like, if you add Vlad Vladisaretz, then you are Mamayit Oifes. If you don't add Vlad Vladisaretz, then you could be Marba Oifes. So what's this Tolian? Should I be Marba Oifes or should I be Mamayit Oifes? Meaning, in order to understand the Gemara a little better, really all three of these things are Ke'en HaPrats. The Bakar Tzoyin, Yayin and Sheikhar are Primipri, they're Gedule Karka, and the Vlad Vladisaretz. So it sounds like you have two prices. Meaning, do you say that I'm similar in two ways, so that's enough, or maybe I have to be similar in three ways? What's going on over here? Zok the Gemara, man, the marbi oifos, the man, that's marbi oifos, because of a klal basra dafka. When you have a pratu klal, the ikur klal was the second klal. If that's the case, it starts off as a pratu klal. What's the rule? Nasa klal. Plow moisef ala prat this rabbi lulchomili. Everything should be included. V'hanu klalo kametz, the first klal that comes along, and it's lemuute. It's memayit. Kol guloi domi lemishnei tzadim. It's memayit. Something that's not similar in two ways. But as long as it's similar in at least two ways, like in this sugya, primi pri and gedule karka, oif is similar to the prat in those two ways. That's going to be enough to be included. Man, the memayit oif is the one that's memayit oif is. Why? Because it's not in. Similar in all three ways. Kesava klal kamatav. He holds the first klal is the ikir. And if that's the case, it starts over the klal prat. Meaning, klal prat to klal wakes up in the morning as a klal prat. And what's the rule? Ein bechalal lemashav beprat. Hani midiachrin yiloi. V'hani klal basra lurbuye. So now the second klal is gonna be marba. What's it gonna be marba? Kol dedami lemishloish etzadim. Now you need much more in order for you to be marba. You have to be marba keina prat mamish. Now even in three ways. Incidentally, the Rishonim say two ways, three ways is lav dafka. It's not about two or three. It's about just having a feel for how much Ke'en HaPrat it really has to be. The bottom line is, if it has to be 100% Ke'en HaPrat, then you're right. You can't be Marba Oifis. If it doesn't have to be 100% Ke'en HaPrat, then you could be Marba Oifis. Exhale. Zok the Gemara, Vait. Rav Yehuda, Mishmei Rav Shmuel Bashi, Las Mishmei Rav Ma'arvin. So on the topic of what kind of foods you're allowed to use for your Mazen Shtei Sudas, for Erevin. So Rav Yehuda said, I heard from Rav Shmuel Bar-Shelas, who was Rav's good friend throughout Shas. He was also a Rebbe, who Rav said tremendous things about him. In the name of Rav Ma'arvin, you can make an Erev b'fafuin, b'chala gloiglois, u'bigud ganiyah. So we're going to see a lot of foods from here until the end of the daf that I personally don't really know much about. They're not on most local menus. But either way, we'll try our best. So these are greens, different types of vegetables that we use more as spices. Avaloi b'chazes. You can't use chazes as an Erev. Avaloi b'kofnias. So chazes are grain that are not fully matured. Kofnias are dates that are not fully ripe. So these greens that are usually not eaten as a vegetable, rather as a spice, if you can put together Mazin Shtei Sudis worth of it, you could use it as an Erev. If, however, you want to use food that's not ripe,
whether it's tefuah or whether it's dates, then the halachas you can use. Zok the Gemara, one at a time. Ubi good gadiyas mi ma'arvin, is that true? You're allowed to use this good gadiyan, this plant for time we learned to the price. So good gadiyas mi rubei banim yoich. Somebody has a lot of children, then it's fine for him to eat it. But chasuche banim, someone doesn't have a lot of children, lo yoichlu. He shouldn't eat it because it can impact his ability to have children. Im hukshu luzera, if the stalks are very hard, af mi rubei banim lo yoichlu, then nobody should eat it. So what do you see? It's not something that's good to eat. So if it's not something good to eat, why could you use it as an eruv? The assumption is, if it's not good, it's not healthy, it could be very harmful. So it's not a food for mazin shtei sudas. So the Gemara says a few truths. Number one, tirgamo, ashaloi hukshul uzerim rubei bonim. And a chanami, maybe the Braisa or Rav that said that you're allowed to use good ganiyos for an eruv, he was referring to some, number one, the good ganiyos that's not hard, so it's not harmful necessarily. And number two, you're merubei banim. And a chanami, if someone didn't have children, maybe he can't use it as an eruv, because for him, it wouldn't be considered mazin. But for somebody else, it is. Maybe Rav was talking that everybody's allowed to use it. What do you mean? For some people, it's harmful. It's true. Maybe this particular person, for him, it's not okay. But once this is a food for other people, that's enough for you to be able to use it. We learn in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. A Nazir is allowed to use wine as an Erev. A Yisrael is allowed to use Chuma. What do you see from there? Even though it's not good for him, it's good for another person. Madach HaNazir can use wine and Yisrael can use truma. Someone that's a chasuche banim should be able to use good goniyos, even though it's not good for him, being that at the very least it's good for someone that's merubei banim. So hachinami, I've got lechazilai, chazilai. Yibo, you're saying, third teretz kichamer rav, behin de kuki madoi. He was talking about the one that comes from madai. So that good goniyos is different and that one is healthy, that doesn't have these side effects, that's the one that's fine. Zok de Gemara, ubechazizlai. So again, Rav gave a few examples of things that you could use as an Erev, and a few examples of things that you cannot use as an Erev. You could use papu and chalai gloiglois and gudganiyos. You can use chazes, and you can use kofnias. Again, what's chazes? Tfuah that's not fully matured. Says the Gemara, is that true? You can't? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said again in the name of Rav, koshus haps, the chazes and this grain ma'arvin bohen. You could use as an Erev. Additionally, he said, Umavarchan aleyem, boire priyadam. But the bottom line is, it's tachastir and Rav. Here Rav said you can't, here Rav said you can. So the Gemara gives an interesting answer. Loi kasha. Ha mekami da asa Rav lebavel. Ha lebasa da asa Rav lebavel. We know Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael, and then Rav came to Bavel. As the Gemara says very often, michi asa Rav lebavel. In fact, halachas changed when Rav came to Bavel. Gittin in the first perek, b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam. But says the Gemara, when Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't know anyone that ate chazes. And as a result, he held you couldn't use it as an erev. Then he came to Bavel, and he saw people did eat it. And being that people ate it, that's when he said that you could use it as an erev. The faith of Gemara, Bavel habi ruba da'alma. I mean, Bavel was an erev ve'ein b'Yisrael. It was a very important medina back in the day. But it's not ruba da'alma, meaning if Sim Rav held it's not really an oichel. The fact that he went to Bavel and he saw people eating it, that shouldn't have swayed him completely. As Dr. Gemara, if you're not sure that that's a good taina, but v'hatanya, we have precedents from this. As Braisa in Atosefta, Mesecha Shvias, Hapul, Vahasoira, Vahatilson, different plants. Shazor and Yerek, if somebody planted these things because he wanted the vegetable, but the daita eitzel kol adam. The halacha is that we assume that even though that's what he wanted to do, but being that most people don't do that, most people plant these things for the seed, not for the vegetable. The halach is zaron chayiv, but for yirakam potter. Meaning, even though he had in mind the vegetable. See, here's the question. Does he have to give meisen out for the vegetable or for the seed? So, ordinarily, if somebody plants these things, being that he plants it for the zera, so you have to give meisen on the zera. But this person planted it for the vegetable. So I would have thought that maybe, being that he planted for the vegetable, he should have to give meisen for the vegetable. So that's the halacha. We don't care what this person did. We look at what the velt does. And the velt does it for the zera, lefichach, zaron chayiv. But the Yerek is going to be put. Hashachlayim v'hagargir, as it relates to those two plants. Shezoron liyerek, if you planted it for the Yerek, misasrin Yerek v'zer. You have to give maises both for the Yerek and for the Zer. Zoron liyerek, if you planted it for the Zer, same halach. Misasrin Zer v'yerek. But what do you see from here? You see that when it comes to defining food, we don't look at what this individual thought. We don't even care what Bavel does. Because Bavel's not Ruba Dalmi either. We look at what the world does in general. So how could Rav
who thought that chazes is not considered food. As a result, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he paskined that you can't use chazes for your mazon shtei sudas. Then he comes to Bavli, he sees people are using chazes. Oh, that means it's food? Why is it different than this teisefta? Why is it different than pul, sa'ira, tilson, with halachas that even if you were zorin liyerek, batla daite etzel kaladam? So the Gemara says, you come a rav, I hear. You have to say that a different teretz to the stira between Rav's two statements, similar to what the Gemara said earlier, bidegagnunusa, it's referring to two different types of chazes. There's chazes and there's chazes. There's the chazes that's an oichel. That chazes you could use for an erev, and then there's the chazes that's not an oichel, and that chazes you can't use as an erev. So, the Gemara, zera garger lamai chazi. The Gemara mentioned on the bottom, in this Tosefta Masechta Tishvius, two lines from the bottom, hashichlai v'hagarger. So garger is a plant of some sorts. So shezoron, if you went ahead and you planted it, so it doesn't matter if you planted it for the yerek, you planted it for the seed. Either way, you have to give meisa from the yerek, and you have to give meisa from the seed. So it sounds like the seed has some value. So the Gemara wants to know, zera garger lamai chazi, am rabbi yoichan shkem rishonim shloihoylam pilplin. The rishonim, meaning not as in the Rashba and Tosfos, but the rishonim from the Friya de Gedoris. These people, they were so poor sometimes, they didn't have pepper. So instead of pepper, they would grind this garger, the zera of the garger, and they would dip their tzli inside of it, so it was used as a food. Zok de Gemara, a classic. Reb Zera, ki ave chalush migir say, Reb Zera was a choyla in many Gemaras and Shas. And sometimes he was so weak that he couldn't learn Torah. So have a ozel liyosav apischa the Reb Yehuda bar Ami, but he wanted to have a shaychus to learning, but he couldn't learn. So what he would do is he would sit at the entranceway of Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami's yeshiva. Amar, he said, "Kinafki vaydu rabbanon." When the rabbanon come in and out of his medrash, "Ikam ikamayu," I'm going to stand up for them. "Vakabel behu agro." So like this, I'll get schar, not for learning Torah because I can't learn Torah, but at least for being mechabed tamidei chacham. Also, you look at the Rabbi. As Rabbi Zera was sitting there, a young child walked out. Amalei, he told him, "My agmar chrapach." Tell me, what did your Rebbe teach you today? He's getting fahered from Reb Zera. Amalei, so he told me, I'm going to tell you what my Rebbe said. Koshos bayir pri adama. If you eat haps, you make a bayir pri adama. Chazes, if you eat this unripened tfua, you make a shahakol ni ebedvare. Amalei, so Reb Zera told the child, adarab, ipcham mistabra. I would have said punkt fakert. Why? Hi, the chazes meyaraka merbi. It grows from the ground. So even though it's not fully ripened, I think you should make a bayir pri adama. Fahai, and the haps that your Rebbe said make a bayir pri adama meyaviraka merbi. It actually receives its nutrition from the ear. So it's more of a shahakol ni abedvari. It's not a bayir pri adama. But the Gemara says that even though Reb Zera argued with this child, vehilchasa kuyanuka de beirav, geshmak aloshim. Meaning, even though he was saying over what he heard from his Rebbe, but the halacha goes down like this: child, my time. What's the reason? Again, what did the child say? He said, for the haps, you make a bayir pri adama, even though Reb Zera held that it grows from the ear. And he said, on the chazes, you make a shakal nibidvari, even though Reb Zera time. What do you mean? Chazes is tour. It grows in the ground. So the Gemara says, what psha? Why do we paskin like the Yanukat Bey Rav? Because hay gemar peri, the hay lav gemar peri. It's true ordinarily for tfuah, you make a bayir pri adama, right? If somebody takes a bite out of a stalk of tfuah, hakoyse ischita, you make a bayir pri adama. But this wasn't a gemar pri, and being that it wasn't a gemar pri, so over here you make a shakal nivavar. Might come at haimei arika rabbi. What about the other thing that he said, that koshes, you make a bayir pri adama? So what was Reb Zera's taina? L'chure, it receives its nutrition from the avir, the high me avir komarbi. So the Gemara says, "Lo, kashus not me arka rabbi. Kashus also receives nutrition from the ground. How do you know that? The kachazin lay the hisma. So because if you knock down the shrubs that the hops grow on, ma'isa kashusa, you see the kashusa would die. So it's obvious that it receives nutrition from the ground as well, and that's why you make a bayre piri ha'adam. So going back to Rav's statement that he made right after the two dots." And Daf Chavches Amud Aleph. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei Rav. Ma'arvin Befafuin Ubachalal Gloigloiz Ubegudganias. Okay. Avoloi Bechazes. Avoloi Bekafnias. So we discussed Chazes. In fact, in somewhat great detail, we even talked about what bracha you make on chazes. A machloik is between Reb Zera and the Yanuka de Beirav. We paskin like the Yanuka de Beirav. So now the Gemara talks a little bit about kafnias. A kafnias, a fruit, dates that are not fully ripened. And Rav said you can't use it for an Erev. Zok Tumar, is that true? Ubekofni is a marvatan belunta de brisa kar, hearts of palm. Nikach, bekesef meiser. Now, what's unique about kar in the next Gemara that we're about to learn is that this kar is soft, Rashi says. Dovarach Hanoisef ala dekel. It's a davar rach. It's something soft that grows on a dekel, on a palm tree. Bechol shana. V'koydem sheyagiu yomaisak shamin v'yiskashe v'yasa eitz kari leikar v'toyv l'maychalu. So initially, it's very geschmack to eat. It's toyv l'maychal. But at the same time, at some point, it's going to get hard and it's not going to be roi l'achila anymore. So that's what's unique about it. Right now, you can eat it. However, if you give it a little bit of time, it's going to become like a piece of wood. You're not going to be able to eat it anymore. So the Brice is discussing the halachic ramifications of this kar. So you're allowed to use your meiser sheni money to buy kar. Additionally, it's not mitama tomas oichlin. So this is interesting. You can buy kar with your meiser sheni money. Sounds like it's food. But then again, it's not subject to the laws of tomas oichlin. The kafnias, what about kafnias, which is what we're discussing? Nikhois bekesef meiser. You're allowed to use your meiser sheni money to buy kafnias. Umetama tomas oichlin. It is metama tomas oichlin. Rabbi Yehuda says, kar hareyutz l'chod varv. Kar is like wood regarding everything. Elosh nikach bekesef meiser. However, you're allowed to use your meiser sheni money to buy it. Incidentally, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is saying exactly what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said, Kar nikach bekesef ma'isa ve'emetama tumas leichlin. Rabbi Yehuda technically said the same thing. He was just a little bit more dramatic. Rabbi Yehuda, imir kar areyu keitzachot varav, meaning it's not metama tumas leichlin, probably. Elosh nikach bekesef ma'isa. The Gemara is going to get to this later. Ve'kofnias, Rabbi Yehuda said, harein kipri l'chol devrein. As it relates to kofnias, it's a peri regarding everything. Elosh pturis mina ma'isa. However, you don't have to get ma'iser from kofnias. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is that you see over here that kofnios is nikhois bekesef meiser umetamiz tomas oichlin. So how could Rav say that ein ma'arvin with kofnios? L'chayri, you see kofnios are nikhois bekesef meiser and you see it's metamiz tomas oichlin. Now, it's not a blatant head-on steerer to what Rav said. Rav was talking about Erev and this Braisa is talking about using your ma'isa sheni money to purchase it, and whether or not it's metama tumas leichlin. But the svara is obvious. If it's metama tumas leichlin, that means it's oichel. So if it's oichel, it's oichel, it's oichel. So why can't I use it as an erev? So the Gemara says, you have to say there's two different types of kafnias. That's sort of the theme of how the Gemara is getting out of all these issues. You have to say there's kafnias and there's kafnias. Hasam bidinischani, which Rashi says, this is a type of fruit date that's not ripe, but it's never going to become ripe. And being that it's never going to be ripe, oh, that's a whole different halacha. There it's nikhlis bekesef meiser, there it's metama tumas oichlin, because that is never going to become ripe. So it's not like an incomplete and unripe fruit, because it's never going to be ripe. As opposed to the kofnias that Rav said you're not allowed to use for an erev, that's going to become ripe at some point. So right now, it's an unfinished product. It's an unfinished product. That's why you're not allowed to lose. Then why did Rabbi Yehuda say a pata mena meiser? But what did Rabbi Yehuda say? He agreed with everything. Ella, he added pturis mina meiser. Now, if it's never going to become ripe, Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that it's chayiv meiser. V'atanya, because we have another Rabbi Yehuda in the world of meiser. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said lihuskru page beis yoni ella le'inyan meiser bovad. There was a halacha that was said regarding the pagim of beis yoni. Rashi says it's a makoyim, and the halacha that was said regarding meiser. Pagim, Rashi says, are te'enim shaloi nesbashel. So we have a halacha about te'enim shaloi nesbashel of this place. What's this halacha? This is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Page beis yoni. Va'ahini dituvina chayavim emeiser. Why the chayavim emeiser? They will learn this bashel. The teretz is because they're never going to fully ripen. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds on. When something is not going to fully ripen, even when it's not ripen, it's chayavim emeiser. So you can't tell me that the kofnias that this Brice is talking about, where it's never going to ripen, because then Rabbi Yehuda shita, you could get out of the kasha on Rav. The problem is, you can't look at this in a vacuum. You have a shittas Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be shvet. Elo lo'ovim, you have to say, la b'nischoni. You have to say, no, the Brice is talking about kofnios that are going to become ripe. What's the kasha? How could Rav say you can't use it as an Erev? You see, it's metama tumas oichlin. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, linya tumas oichlin shiny. You have to say tumas oichlin is different. It's not food as it relates to Erev. It is food as it relates to tumas oichlin. What's the precedence for this? K'da'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan once said something very similar. Hoyo v'roi l'matkon al yedei ur. Rabbi Yochanan once said regarding a certain food that really right now it shouldn't be considered food. However, it's metama tumas oichlin.
Because you could always expose it to fire, and when you expose it to fire, it's going to become roi la'achilo. Hachanami, this is a perfect example of that. So right now, these kofnias are not food, and that's why you can't use it as an air. But you could have, would have, should have. There's something you could do to it. In Hilchis, tumas leichlin, das is genug. In the world of Erev, right now it has to be food. Mazin shtei su, this means it has to be food today. But as it relates to tumas leichlin, so that's the teretz. Rav holds kofnias are not food in Erevin, but in terms of whether or not it's roi, if you could do something to it, prepare it in a way where now it would become a food, so that's enough for it to be makabel tumma even right now. If you have bitter shkedim nuts, ketanim if they're small chayavim, gedolim pturim. Once they're big, they're potim and amaisa. The reason is because these shkedim, they become more bitter and bitter as they get bigger. So once they gdoilim, they're so bitter that you can't eat it. Mesukin, if they're sweet, gdoilim chayavim, ktanim ptur. Pshim rab yesi, oimim shum avim zev zel ptur. They're always potim. Family law, some say zel zel chiv. Om rabbi law, hir rab chanina betzipar, gdivi oimim zel zel ptur. Zok to yumma. Well, the man doma zel zel chiv. The man doma, that says that you're always chayiv. In Meiser, for these Shkedim, Frank the Gemara, the Maichazi, what do you mean? Once they're big, they're so bitter, how could you tell me you're chayv in anything? I mean, how can you treat them as food? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hayavaroy, Lamatkan Ideor. So Rabbi Yochanan said they're food, even regarding Meiser. Why? Because you could always sweeten them with fire. So if you see that there's such a svara, you could apply it to Kofnius as well. Kofnius is not food this second. As a result, as it relates to Eir Mazin Shnei Sudas, you cannot use it. But at the same time, it's going to be Matamah Tumas Leichlin. Why? Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, regarding the Shkedim Hamarim, the big ones. Amar, a little bit more. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Koyer Hareo Ke'etz, L'chol Dvarav, Elo, Shenikach Pekesef Maisa. So we had a machloikis in this braisa, or seemingly, regarding the halach of Kar, this hearts of palm. What did the Brisa say? Kor nikach bekesef meiser, ve'ein metame tumas leichlin. Rabbi Huda's the Baal Plokta. What did Rabbi Huda say? Kor hareyu ke'etz l'chol dvarav, elo shenikach bekesef meiser. So they both seem to be saying, Tanakam Rabbi Huda, that it's not food, nor vos, you can use your meiser sheni money to buy it. Faith the Gemara, l'chura, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer, kor hareyu ke'etz l'chol dvarav, elo shenikach bekesef meiser, haidu Tanakam. Isn't that mamash Tanakam? Amar Abaya, sholkev atog, ikim denayim. No, nafkimina would be, what happens if you cook it? Or if you fry it. According to the Tanakhama, at that point, it's going to be Matamah Tumas Leichlin. Rabbi Yehuda was dramatic. And the Gemara is being medayik, the poetic license that Rabbi Yehuda took when he spoke. Kar hareyu ke'etz l'chol dvarav. That even if you would cook it and you would fry it, even then it wouldn't be considered food. Is there anyone in the world that holds that if you would cook this, it wouldn't be considered food? Tanya learned to the braisa, or the hashilya, skin of an animal, the shilya of an animal. It's not food. But if you cook it, it is metame tumas leichlin. So what's the kasha? If the skin of an animal, the shilya of an animal that nobody eats, but if you cook it, now it's a shtickle roi lachilas, metame tumas leichlin. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shokai v'togne of this kar, which right now is roi l'achila, it's just going to get harder later in the future, shouldn't it be considered food? Elamah Rava, Gemara said, you're right. Ike b'na, you want to know what the nafkiminus tanakam in Rabbi Yehuda? It's not negeya tomas oichlin, but rather bracha. It's negeya what bracha you make. The itmar, in fact, is precedence for this kar. Rabbi Yehuda, as in damayra Rabbi Yehuda. So not to conflate the two. Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, that's what we're discussing in the Braisa. And this is Rabbi Yehuda the Amoira. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Boire Pri Adama. That's the bracha you make. Shmuel Amar, Shakal Nibidvar. Yehuda me Boire Pri Adama. Uchlu, it's food. Shmuel Amar, Shakal Nibidvar. Kimish, Slavi Lahakshais. Being that it's going to become hard. Loi Mevarchi Nilave, Boire Pri Adama. So Amoghe Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda again. Shmuel said, Shakal Nibidvar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Boire Pri Adama. He said, Shinina, sharp one, Kavasech Mistabra. I think you're right. I think you should make a bayer pri adama. I have a raya to you. The tznoin, radishes, shesayv lahakshos, eventually is also going to become hard. Mevarchim lo bayer pri adama. So you see that food that's roi lachilo now, even though later it's going to become not roi lachilo, still you make a bayer pri adama. But the Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not a raya. Tznoin, not the inchi adaita de pugla. You want to know why on tznoin you make a bayer pri adama, even though it's shesayv lahakshos? Because when people make, they plan tznoin, they plan on eating it before it becomes hard. That's true at one point. Everyone says, all food goes bad eventually. Yeah, but I plan on eating it before it goes bad. So that's why you make a bayer pri adama. But dikloi, not the inchi adaita de kaira. A deck of people don't have a mind to eat this car. It's part of the tree. They're a You're going to use it more when it becomes hard. As a result, the ikker of it is when it becomes hard, and that's why you make a shakal nibidvarim. The Gemara says, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda,
Halacha kavasei de Shmuel. Meaning, even though Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, shinana kavaseich mistabra. That's kalsei Shmuel or Rav Yehuda. You have to know where the praise is. Maybe it's in the word shinana for another day. But he said, hilchasa kavasei de Shmuel. But so what, why are we bringing this? Again, we had a machloikis tanakama in Rav Yehuda the Tana, and we're trying to figure out what the machloikis is. Where everyone seems to agree that kar is not food, it's not matama to masleichel. The only thing is that you can use your ma'is and sheni money to buy. But the some achloik is going on over here. But the Tanakhama simply said, it's not matama to masleichel. Rabbi Yehuda said, areo keitz. You know what the nafkamina is? What bracha you make. According to the Tanakhama, you'd fart make a bayre priya adama. A court like Rabbi Yehuda the Amayra. According to Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, areo keitz, that's like Shmuel, who said that we look at it as being wood, and as a result, you make a shahakol, nie bedvaroi, exhale. So, one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, and that is, the Gemara on the top of the Yomid told a story. Reb Zeira, ki avicholish migirse, when Reb Zeira was shvach, and he couldn't learn, he would sit at the entranceway of Rabbi Yehuda Barami's yeshiva. Amar, he said, ki nofik v'ayli rabbonon, when the rabbonon come in and out, eikem mikamayu, I'm going to stand up for them, v'akabu bu'agra, and by standing up for them, I'll be able to get tzcha, meaning Rabbi Zeira wanted to have a shaychus for learning, but he was too shvach to learn Torah. So Rabbi Zeira said, I can't learn, so the next best thing is, let me be mekhabe talmidei chachamim. So he went and he sat at pischa, the Rav Yehuda Barami, and like this, when the chever would walk in and out of Beis Medrash, he would stand up for them, and like this, he had a shaychus to learning. It's a very similar Gemara that we had in the 14th Machzer of Daf Yoimi in Brachas Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara said, Rav Zeira ki avicholish migirsei, where Rav Zeira was shvach, have ozol the yosef apischa de be Rav Nosam Bartuvi, different yeshiva. Omar, he said, ki chalfi rabbonon oz eke mikabayu, when the rabbonon go in and out, I'm going to stand up for them, the akabel agro, so like this, I'm going to be able to get schar. And there's a very obvious kasha on this Gemara, and that is, we all know the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Antignos ish soicha used to say, right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Al tiu kavodem amasham shenaserav amanasah kabel pras. El tiu kavodem amasham shenaserav shaloi amanasah kabel pras. Shtelzich the shaylo. Reb Zeira couldn't learn Torah. Reb Zeira wanted that to have a shaychus to Torah. The way he was going to have a shaychus to Torah was by being mechabet talmidei chachamim, half of a fellow. So he went and he sat a pischa to Rabbi Yehuda Barami. He went and he sat a pischa to Rabbi Nosson Bartuvi. But why did he do it? The Gemara said, he said, Eka mikamayo, v'akabu bu igra, in Erevin Chavches, and in Brochus Chavches. Both Gemaras, he said the same exact nusach. He said, let me go and stand up and be mechabit tamid chachavim. Like this, I'm going to get reward. L'chayra, Reb Zeira, it's a Mishnah. Al tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav amanas l'kabu pras, el tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav shaloy amanas l'kabu pras. So the obvious sushtal to this kasha is Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim. Everyone knows the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nahar. Rabbi Yosef was a Suma. There's a Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Shas that holds that a Suma is Potem in HaMitzvahs. Chamim argue, Chamim hold that a Cheresh Shoyt of a Kotem in HaPotem in HaMitzvahs, but a Suma is Chayv in HaMitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Suma is Potem in HaMitzvahs. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Meresh HaVamin, I used to say that if somebody would come to me and he would tell me that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Suma is Potem in HaMitzvahs, Avidna Yoimotav of the Rabbanon. I would make a Yontif for the Rabbanon. Why? Because that means that I'm Potem in HaMitzvahs. I still do the mitzvahs. Who knows how much Schar I'm going to get? If I'm potter and I do the mitzvahs anyways, I'm probably going to get more schar than if I'm chayiv. So he said, I was dying to hear that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes potter and a mitzvahs. Then Rabbi Yosef said, I heard Rabbi Chanina say, Godel ha-mitzvah v'vayse, Yosef Mishay, ha-mitzvah v'vayse. So he says, I take that back. Now, Mando Amali, if someone will come to me and tell me that the Loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes part of the mitzvahs, fakert, I'm chayiv in a mitzvahs, then I'm fit in the Yom because that means I'm chayiv in mitzvahs. And if I'm chayiv in mitzvahs, God will have mitzvah v'oise, yoise, misha, ina mitzvah v'oise, it means I'm going to get more schar now by virtue of being chayiv in mitzvahs. And Frank, Rabbi Chayiv Volozhiner, he says, I don't understand. Rabbi Yosef wanted to be chayiv in mitzvahs, part of the mitzvahs, I understand. But he was doing it for the schar. What happened to the Mishnah of Al Tiu Kavodim Amasham Shin Aserav Amanas Kabu Pras, El Tiu Kavodim Amasham Shin Aserav Shaloy Amanas Kabu Pras. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a very important yesod. He says that the Tana in the Mishnah, Antignus Ish Soichai, was giving two
examples of madrigas in Avodas Hashem. There's a madrega of someone that serves Hashem al manas lekabel pras, and then there's a madrega of someone that serves Hashem shaloy al manas lekabel pras. The person that serves Hashem al manas lekabel pras means that he does mitzvahs so that one day he'll get schar for the mitzvahs that he does. He doesn't do averus because he's afraid. He's afraid that one day he's going to be punished, meaning he's not operating out of love necessarily. It's practical. This is a business decision that he's making. It's schar, it's oynish, it's profits, it's losses. And that's the way he goes about serving Hashem. Antignus Shoyche said, that's fine. But at the same time, there's a higher madrigo. Al tiu kavodam amasham chenasarav amanas lekabel pras. El tiu kavodam amasham chenasarav shaloy amanas lekabel pras. Meaning a higher madrigo is to serve Hashem me'ahava. A higher madrigo is not to be thinking about the schar and not to be thinking about the oynish. But rather a higher madrigo is for a person to be mishamish asarav shaloy amanas lekabel pras. These are two madrigos that Antigonus of Shoichai was juxtaposing, and he said it's poshet that the higher madrega is to serve Hashem shaloy amanas lekabel pras. But said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there's a third madrega in serving Hashem that Antigonus of Shoichai did not mention in the Mishnah. It's a higher madrega than the madrega of shaloy amanas lekabel pras. And you know what that madrega is? It's amanas lekabel pras. What does that mean? Why did the Eibishter create the world? He created the world, like the Ramchal says, like the Svarim HaKadoshim say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv umeitiv. And Hashem put us on this world so that we can earn a ticket into the next world, so that we can merit the ultimate hatava, so we can merit the ultimate good. If Hashem would have just put us into the next world, then it wouldn't have meaning. It would be Nahamad the Kisufa. So what the Eibush should do? He puts us in this world. He gives us Bechira. He gives us a Yetzahara, a Yetzatoiv, Ubachar to Bechayim. And by doing that, we merit a ticket. We can be Zaycha to a Chelik in Olam Haba. But really, what's the ultimate goal? What was the Ratz in Habayre when Hashem created the world? It's so that one day he should be able to be meitiv im habruim. So that one day he should be able to give us what we want. Said Reb Chaim Volozhin, there's a madrega where a person can tap into that. Where a person realizes that, you know what the Eibishter really, really wants? The Eibishter wants to give schar mitzvah. And he serves Hashem for the schar mitzvah. But not from the selfish perspective where I want schar mitzvah, but from the Eibishter's perspective that I know that's all Hashem wants to do for me. There's nothing Hashem wants more than to be able to give me schar. And he says if someone can serve Hashem for the schar, but not because he selfishly wants the schar, but because he understands that's what the Eibishter wants. And he's doing it literally. It's lemancha likim chayim. That's what his kavan is. So that's the highest madrega. That's the highest madrega. The highest madrega is not shaloy amanas lekabel pras. It's amanas lekabel pras. What do you mean? I thought al tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav amanas lekabel pras. Yeah, where it's about your schar and it's about your oynish from this selfish perspective. Yeah, that's a madrega. That's the lowest madrega. Higher than that is shaloy amanas lekabel pras, but even higher than that is amanas lekabel pras, but not amanas lekabel pras so that you should be able to be the beneficiary of the pras, but you should be able to give the Eibishter that hana that he says it's mashal ma'adav the doimer. There was a father that was a big veer. He was able to give his kid anything that he wanted, but the kid wasn't behaving. He said there's nothing that hurts the father more than him not having the ability to be able to give his child what he wants to give him. He says, but sometimes the child doesn't let a losnish. He says a yid is supposed to think that the Eibishter only wants to give me toiv. That's all he wants, and I'm going to do what's good so the Eibishter can have that satisfaction. Kaviyochel to be able to be made to the mabru. That's the highest madrega. And he says that's why you find in Shas Rabbi Yosef and there were others. They were having in Zin the agro. They had in mind the schar. Even they had in mind the schar. Why were they thinking about the schar? You know why they were thinking about the schar? Because that's actually the highest madrega. The highest madrega is that they were thinking about the schar. But not so they can have the schar. Zochreinu l'chaim melachovitz b'chaim v'chosveinu b'sefer achaim l'mancha l'kim chaim. Because Eibush, I know there's nothing more than you want for me to have a gezunt yor. You want me to have a ksiv v'chsim atoiva. And that's the tefillah. It's l'mancha. Yeah, you're davening for your schar. Oh, but l'mancha, because I know how much you want me to have it. So let's work this out. Like this, you can give me the schar. But either way, that's this madrega. This wasn't the altiu kavod amam shamshin atzaraf amanas l'kabel pras. This is a very, very high madrega, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, which is also amanas lekabel pras. That's the madrega of Reb Yosef in Shas, and it's Pasha. That's the madrega of Reb Zeir in Brachas Daf Chav Ches, and of Erev in Daf Chav Ches. But there's another mahalach. There's another mahalach to answer this kasha.
Reb Zeira couldn't learn. He was too shrach. He wanted to have a connection to Torah. So what did he say? Let me go sit. A pischa, let me sit down in the front of the Beis Medrash. Like this, ki nafki va'ayvi rabbon and ekim mikamayu va'ag, that kabubu agra. And again, the kasha is, a kabubu agra, al tiyu kavodim ha'misham shen ha'saraf, amanas the kabub pras. And this teretz is found in the Sfarim from the Hilig of Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael talks about this in Maimer Chodesh Sivan. He talks about it in his Sefer Agra de Pirka. It's Oishim Mem Hei. He talks about it in his Sefer Magid Taruma, Masechtes Brachos. So this is something that appears several times in the Svarim of the Bnei Yisrael. And it's Behektim. It's Behektim, something that he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Pasuk says, Mipnei Seva Takum, V'hadarta Pnei Zakein, V'yareisa Me'elei Kecha. So Bnei Yisrael brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Zohar HaKadosh says, quote, Man kochami dikno yakirto veloy ko ichsof mikame. It's not possible for a person to see dikno yakirto, for a person to see a zaken, a talmud chacham, veloy ko ichsof mikame, and not come to have proper Yerushalayim. It brings from the Chida and other tzaddikim who said that what's pshat in the Zohar? The Zohar was teaching the pasuk mipnei seva takum. A person should have covered for a seva. For an elderly yid, v'adarta pnei zaken. What's a zaken? Zesha kana chachma. You should be mechaber tamidei chachavim. And if you do that, you're going to be rewarded. And you know what the schar is going to be? V'yareisa me'alekecha. The schar is going to be zoichat Yerushamayim. If a person is mechaber tamidei chachavim, it's a skula for Yerushamayim. It's a zayir hakadosh. What's the makar of the pasuk? Mipnei seva takum. V'adarta pnei zaken. V'yareisa me'alekecha. It's a skula. If you're mipnei seva takum va'adarta pnei zaken, you know you're going to be zaychatu v'yareisa me'alekecha. So said the bnei yisrael, al tiu kavodim amasham shen aserav amanas lekabel pras. But when it comes to being mechabet tamid chachamim, when it comes to mipnei seva takum, when it comes to va'adarta pnei zaken, here it's different. You know why? Because what's the schar? The schar is v'yareisa me'alekecha. The schar is yirshamayim. A person has to do whatever he can possibly do to be zoichat Yerushamayim. Kis ma'ashem shoyel, kim liyiroisi. So Avad, if you know there's a mitzvah you can do, and as a result of doing that mitzvah, you're going to be zoichat Yerushamayim, you have to run after that mitzvah. Al menas l'kabel pras. Yeah, Avad, where the mitzvah is, schar in the next world, al tiyu kavodim amasham shen aserav al menas l'kabel pras. Abuzok tehele gibnei yisoscho, lefi amavur in the svarim akdoshim, based on this zoyar, mipnei seva tokim adarte pnei zokin, the reward. Word is v'yareisa me'alekecha. Man kochami dikna yakirta v'leko ichzit mikamei. So it's poshut if the schar mitzvah for being mechabit hamidah chachamim is v'yareisa me'alekecha. So if v'yareisa me'alekecha, this is a mitzvah where you're allowed to be meshamish harav amanas l'kabel pras. He says, that's yeshloima, that's pshat in the Mishnah. Al tiyo kavodim amashamish harav amanas l'kabel pras. Elo, hevu kavodim amashamish harav shaloy amanas l'kabel pras. And then the Mishnah fears, oh, it's v'yihi moira shamayim aleichem. And if you look in the Rav Bar Tanu and all the Mepharshim and Pirkei Avos, they all struggle. What's v'yihi moira shamayim aleichem? What's the connection? My hakesha. Al tiyu kavodim amasham shenas rav amanas l'kabel pras. El tiyu kavodim amasham shenas rav shaloy amanas l'kabel pras. V'yihi moira shamayim aleichem. Pashup Shad is, if you look in the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on Avos, it's that even though the Madrega that we're supposed to strive for is not al menas l'kabel pras, it's not schar, it's not oyin, it's not fear, but rather it's a hava, but a yid still has to have Yerushamayim. V'hi mor Yerushamayim aleichem. But says the Bnei Yisrael, fi anal et haflav afela. It's literally behemshach. Al tiyu kavodim amasham shenas rav amanas l'kabel pras. But there's one exception to the rule. You know what the exception to the rule is? V'hi mor Yerushamayim aleichem. When it comes to a mitzvah, with a schar for the mitzvah is Yerushamayim. Which mitzvah? Mipnei seva tokum v'adar t'pnei zokin. The schar is v'yareisim aleichecho. Over there, v'hi mor Yerushamayim aleichem. There it's going to be different. It's okta Bnei Yisrael. That's pshana Reb Zeira. That's pshana Reb Zeira in brachas chavches. And that's pshana Reb Zeira in erevin chavches. Reb Zeira was mechabit tamid chacham, and that's what he was doing. He was being mekayim the mitzvah v'adar t'pnei zokin. Oh, v'adarta pnei zaken. There, he's allowed to say that ekam ikamayu v'akabu agro. Because what's the agro? What's the schar? The schar is v'yoreisa me'alekecha. Oh, the schar is v'yoreisa me'alekecha. Over here, you're allowed to be meshamish haserav amanas l'kabel pras. So I was thinking, ein beis medrash v'lo yechidish. I was thinking that the Gemara says in Shabbos kuf yud ches amid beis. This Gemara may sound familiar. V'amar Abaya. Abaya said, teisi li, deki chazino tzubim rabban and the shalom mesechta. I'm going to get tremendous schar. Because when I see a tzubim rabban that finishes the mesechta, avid ne yoy matav le rabban. I make a party. I make a siyam. And I'm going to get rewarded for it. Because I have such a habit for Talmidei Chachamim. I'm a rava. Rava said the same thing. Tehsili, I'm going to get schar. The king also tzurba mi rabbanu l'kamay ladino. Because when a tzurba rabbanu comes to me for din Torah, loy mozigno reisha beisad yekamabu mahapichna b'schus. Ech kenish gein tzlofen until I can figure out a way to be mahapichna b'schus. If you take a look at Rashi right here, Rashi says it on this gemara. Tehsili, yeshulam schari. What up, Ayamin? We went through this gemara so many times. But hafoichba v'hafoichba the kulava. He said, Tehsili, I'm going to get schar. Yeshulam schari. I can't wait to get schar. Why? Because the kichazino tzurba mirabana and the shalom asechta avidna yoy matav the rabbana. Like Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai made in his yeshiva and Perik Beis and Perik of the Rabbi Eliezer while the world was burning. The kichazino tzurba mirabana and the shalom asechta avidna yoy matav the rabbana. What does Tehsili mean? It means yeshulam schari. So I saw today that the Marsha on this gemara asks, Freit the Marsha, he says, I don't understand. Rashi says, Yeshulam Schari, Vare Yomru, Al Tiu Kavodim, Am Sham Shin Esarab, Am Anaslub and Abu Pras. It sounds like Abaya was Tehsili. Why is he doing this? Why is he making, he's being Mechabed, these Tzurim Rabbanans, he's making Tzuyumim, because he wants Schar in the next world? Yeah, I understand, for us mortals, maybe. But Abaya, Al Tiu Kavodim, Am Sham Shin Esarab, Am Anaslub and Abu Pras. The Teretz is the Hilig of Bnei Yisoschar. What was he doing? He wasn't making a sin. He was being mechabit tamid chachamim. Diki chazino tzur b'mirabban and the shalom esechta avinu yemetav l'rabban. Rabbi was doing the same thing. Tesi li dichaaser tzur b'mirabban. Oh, he was being mekayim v'adarta pinei zaken. He was giving covet to a tzur b'mirabban, like Rab Zeru was the Yanuka de Beirav. He was being mechabit young bachrim, young galai tamid chacham. That's what he was doing. For that v'adarta pinei zaken, it's for yoreisam elikecha tesi li, because that's already an example of al tiu kavodim amasham shenatzarav amanasa kabel pras. Rather, it's for him. When it comes to the mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zokin, you're allowed to be Meshamanis as a rabbi Amanasa Kalpras. But one more ha'ara. Everyone knows the Gemara. Shimon Am Suni Hayadirish Kol Esim Shabbatayra. Till he came to the pasuk of Es Hashem Alekechatira. When he came to the pasuk of Es Hashem Alekechatira, he was pirish. He said, Es Hashem Alekechatira, what could I possibly be marba? What's similar in any way, shape, or form to Es Hashem Alekechatira? At Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, and he taught, as Hashem Alekecha Tira, the Rabbi's Talmid Chachamim. Parenthetically, there's a Sefer that came out this year, Tavshin Pei. It just came out. It's called Eim Labina. It's from a Ksavyad from Rabbi Yaakov Emnon. So apparently, they found in a museum in London, the Mikrois Gedolos, that Rabbi Yaakov Emnon used to learn Chumash from, every single week, for 40 years. And he wrote Haggais on the side. It's mamash loaded with Haggais and it was printed this year for the first time. It's called Sefer Eim Labina. So I had the Sefer and I was looking through it, and kamat, every single page, Rabbi Yaakov Emden darshins wherever the Torah uses the word S. I mean, literally, this is mamash Shimon. This is probably what Shimon Amsuni's chumash looked like. It's literally, he's being Dairish called S and Shabbat. It's fascinating. Ayin Shah. Very, very interesting. But Al Kopanim, it's mamash Shimon Amsuni. Regardless, so Shimon Amsuni got to Es Hashem Alekechatira, he didn't know what to do. So he was part. Ajba Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, and he taught Es Hashem Alekechatira, the rabbis Talmid Chacham. Now, why did Shimon Amsuni not Darshan, Es Hashem Alekechatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chacham, because how could you be marba something? What could you equate to Es Hashem Alekechatira? The Rabbis Tamid Chacham, what? It doesn't make sense. Nothing comes to that. I understand the Talmud Chacham. Oh, but the Eivishter? Right, to stand up for a Sefer Torah, not for a Talmud Chacham, Hani Bavloi Tibshoi. But we're not dealing with a Sefer Torah, we're talking about the Eivishter. So Es Hashem Alekechatira, what's tofel to the Eivishter? The Rabbis Tamid Chacham, he couldn't be soivelin. Achibor Rabbi Akiva, the lineate, Es Hashem Alekechatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chacham. So I was thinking, I'll pee the Bnei Yisaschar. Maybe you could say B'derech Drush. What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, Es Hashem Alekechatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chacham? Not that if you have a chiyuv to have yira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means you also have a chiyuv to have yira for a Talmud Chacham. Shimon Amsuni was right. You can't be married. There's nothing that's even Es Hashem Elokecha. There's nothing that's even tafel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what he said? If there's a mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, if there's a mitzvah to have yira Shemayim, then you have to do whatever you have to do to get to the point where you'll be mekayim v'yoreisam elokecha. Because Ma Hashem Shoyel Kim Eliyiro, you see. You know how you come to yira Shemayim? V'pnei seva takum v'adar to pnei zake and v'dezoyer HaKadosh Zok. What's the schar? V'yoreisam elokecha. Es Hashem elokecha tira. If there's a mitzvah of yira Shemayim,
then the rabbi is Talmid Chachamim, you have to mechaber Talmid Chachamim too. Not because the Talmud Chacham is the Eivishta. Maybe Shimon Amsuni couldn't be Soivalit, maybe Rabbi Akiva couldn't either be Soivalit. Oh, but the rabbi is Talmid Chachamim, that's the Mahalach, that's the Derech. The rabbi is Talmid Chachamim is Nichal Nes Hashem Lekechatira, not because the Talmud Chacham is like the Eivishta, but because the Talmud Chacham is the conduit to the Eivishta. You want to know how you could be Zoicha to be Yereisam Elekecha, as Hashem Lekechatira, the rabbi is Talmid Chachamim. If you mechaber Talmid Chachamim, if they save a takum, then you're going to be Zoicha to be Yereisam Elekecha.